with the Environment in Focus. I'm Tom Pelton. Michael Helfrich stands near a wall of weather-beaten concrete, 10 stories tall and nearly a mile long, that holds back the Susquehanna River, the largest source of fresh water in the Chesapeake Bay. Helfrich is the Lower Susquehanna River keeper. He explains that the Conowingo Hydroelectric Dam, built in 1929, has been both a curse and a blessing to the nation's largest estuary. It blocks the passage of migratory fish upstream. But until recently, it has also been stopping about half of the soil, fertilizer, and other heavy pollutants washed by rain from Pennsylvania farms and towns down into the bay.
The dam has accumulated, about 185 million tons of sediment and pollution that otherwise would have entered the bay at this time. Luckily, we're not down by the river because there's the alarm saying that they're going to open some more turbines and the water's going to come up.
Alarms have been going off all over Maryland because of the Conowingo Dam. Some have called it a pollution time bomb that could blow up bay cleanup plans, because the Conowingo Reservoir behind the dam is now just about full. Its days as a pollution catcher are done. And so now major storms scour millions of tons of sediment loaded with phosphorus fertilizer and flush them through the dam's floodgates down into the bay. The dam's owner, the Exelon Power Company, has applied to the federal government to renew its operating license for another 50 years. And as part of this relicensing process, Maryland officials have an opportunity to demand that the company make changes to reduce the pollution. For example, by dredging out the sediment from behind the dam. But legislation passed by the U.S. House, and now being debated in a conference committee with the Senate, would strip away state power to impose requirements like this on the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which licenses hydroelectric dams. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's administration and environmentalists strongly oppose the bill. Ben Grumbles is Maryland's Secretary of the Environment. He said the state is looking at a variety of possible solutions.
We will absolutely be putting some pressure on Exelon and others involved and work with our colleagues up in Pennsylvania and New York.
In a written statement, Exelon said it favors, quote, regional solutions, unquote, suggesting it doesn't want the finger pointed only at it. Researchers with the Army Corps of Engineers and University of Maryland have concluded that simply dredging out the sediment might be both too expensive, costing as much as $270 million per year on an ongoing basis, and have an environmental downside, because it would require the construction of massive new landfills. A more pragmatic solution would be to force Exelon to pay for some dredging, but also require the power company, Pennsylvania, and New York to contribute money to stop sediment runoff before it ever reaches the dam. They could pay farmers to build fences and plant trees along streams to reduce the flow of dirt and fertilizer downstream. This would make sense because it is the poorly managed farms, especially in Pennsylvania, that are the real sources of the dam problem. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.